Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Well, in the early days of television and the gospel music explosion on television, everybody remembers this Sunday morning show, and it carried with it a very cool name that everybody remembers to this day, and everybody goes back to that as kind of a heyday in gospel music. And many kids grew up getting ready for Sunday school and church watching this program. You know what I'm talking about, the gospel singing and fill in the blank, Jubilee. Well, there's a new project that's out with the same title, Jubilee, that is, and it's a collaborative effort between three of the big top groups in gospel music, and I'm talking about Legacy Five, the Booth Brothers, and Greater Vision, and we're going to find out the reason behind it. My guess is probably a frustrated Gerald Wolf who really wants a quartet because he keeps doing these projects. He keeps adding a bass singer here or another singer to sing with him there, so we'll find out the true answer. Welcome Gerald Wolf, Scott Fowler, and Michael Booth. Hey, guys.
Hey, that was a low blow, my friend.
That's funny.
That's good, yes.
Well, so, I mean, honestly, whose brainchild was this?
You know, actually, I think it was Scott that first mentioned it, wasn't it, Michael?
Yeah.
Because he
sure was.
And what precipitated that was if I remember correctly, Scott, it was a poll that the Singing News did.
It was a poll question, yes. I read a poll question one day. I think it was on the Singing News online website. Basically, asked the folks to submit their answer to the question, which was, "Would you rather have one CD with one of your favorite artists on it, or one CD with several of your favorite artists on it?" And the majority of the folks said they would rather have a CD with two or three of their favorite artists on it. And so I called Gerald and what's your name? Michael. because I know they're everybody's favorite, and I begged them to let me be a part of it and paid them lots of money, and they agreed, and here we are. Jubilee is the result of it. So that really is how we found out. We saw that poll and decided, hey, they say give your audience what they want, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Praise the Lord, I've been invited to a meeting in the air. Assembly dressed in garments pure and white. Jubilee, 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 Jubilee. You will find me, for I'm watching and my lamp is trimmed and bright. Oh, I'm going to that happy
is a cool idea, and I'm looking through the song list. It looks like it's a lot of favorites just in the song titles as well. So who was in charge of picking the songs out of the three groups?
Gerald.
No, that's not true. Actually, Daniel, the song that came to my mind when we got together at the convention last year, had lunch like we do every year, and talked about it, the song came to mind was Jubilee, because I remember getting up on Sunday mornings and seeing the Florida Boys and the Happy Goodmans and the Inspirations,
yeah,
and a lot of times the Hensons standing there in this big group singing that song. And so I thought, boy, that'd be a great way to open a CD like this would be to use that song. So actually, that's the only song I picked. And then the other, each group, Legacy 5 picked three songs, Booth Brothers picked three songs, and Greater Vision picked three songs to record.
Yeah.
And then we just switched up the group. Once we got in the studio, we just started, you know, having like Ronnie sing a line with Scott, or have Glenn Dustin sing a verse with Booth Brothers, and it just kind of came together like that.
Case in point, we've got here the Booth Brothers with Scott Fowler and Gerald Wolfe on the song Come Unto Me, which is the second one on this project.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care.
You guys really all in the studio together, or was this done through a magical turn of events through technology?
No, we were all together. We recorded our individual songs individually as a group, and then we brought them all together and did Jubilee and what's the other one, Gerald?
Jesus Will Hear Me When I Pray were the two kind of men's chorus songs.
Right, and then that's when after those two were recorded, we all just divvied up, jumping in on each other's other songs.
Oh, that's cool.
Crap Iron Quartet after that.
Yeah.
that was fun for me because, you know, just I think it was fun for everybody just getting to make up different groups from among the three groups.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the only chance I ever get to sing with Michael or Gerald or Glenn may never get a chance to, you know, it was just fun for everybody to kind of fall in and make up groups. Just kind of experiment with it and see what it would sound like. You know, you read all these things all the time on these websites and chat rooms and stuff about what would be your ultimate quartet. Who would you pick out? And that's kind of what we did amongst ourselves in there. We just kind of made groups up along as we went, and it was fun.
Yeah, and some of them you can't even tell because the sounds of the groups are in certain areas are so similar. What was it, guys, that Greater Vision did something on a Legacy 5 song, and I didn't know that a change had been made?
Michael listened to it and said, man, y'all did great. And we said, well, that was Greater Vision, but thanks.
We got to get together and rehearse these things if we're going to sing them because, you know, I forget from time to time where we're supposed to sing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, anyway, that's kind of the fun thing about it too, Daniel, is we are going to get to sort of rehearse these things, but we're going to get to do it on a live audience. We're going to do the same thing, and then we're going to film
that event at the Labor Day celebration event in Nashville at the Opryland Hotel. So we are going to get a lot of time to do this in front of a live studio audience, as they say.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think it'd be a great idea. And if somebody out there who's listening and has some money and they want to put the three of you together or for a concert night, are you guys willing to do something like this?
Well,
Booth Brothers will do it for the ministry. I don't know about the other group.
You
know, we would love to, man. It'd be awesome.
I think it'd be fun.
Now the soul of man is like a ship that sails on a sea of time. The storms may come and winds may blow and rock this ship of mine. But the reason my ship has never sank and today is still afloat, my compass is His precious word, and Jesus pilots my boat. I won't sail these stormy seas no more unless Jesus leads the way. I won't ever drift so far from the shore. I can't hear what He has to say, for I belong to a fleet that sails today on a glorious one-way trip. We'll land safely on shore to sail no more, for Jesus pilots my ship. My soul pulled in to safety's port. The stern was torn apart. The bow of my vessel was so badly crushed, sin waters flooded my heart. I had sailed so long on life's angry waves with my cargo of fear and despair. Then I called on His name and He lifted the blame. Now He pilots my ship everywhere. I won't sail these stormy seas no more unless Jesus leads the way. I won't ever drift so far from the shore. I can't hear what He has to say, for I belong to a fleet that sails today on a sail no more, for Jesus pilots my ship. I won't sail these stormy seas no more unless Jesus leads the way. I won't ever drift so far from the shore. I can't hear what He has to say. It sails today on a glorious one-way trip. We'll land safely on shore to sail no more, for Jesus pilots my ship. He pilots my ship.
Daniel Britton Friend.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by.
sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise. Gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
He Pilots Me is a song the Greater Vision sings, I guess, by themselves, and the Booth Brothers doing the Sweet By and By, and Legacy 5 does Someone Who Cares.
When the world seems wrong and you can't find a song, there is someone who cares for you. When each to falter and break,
the rest of them, you really do mix it up good. Tell me about the song I Can Hardly Wait. It's Legacy 5 with Greater Vision. So you've got, what, you got seven vocalists there? Maybe eight?
Yeah, remind me how we did that.
No,
because
actually,
that was one of those situations where I think the Greater Vision just came in on a line or two.
Actually, we did the whole second verse.
Yeah.
We came into the second verse.
It wasn't necessarily everybody singing at the same time, as Legacy 5 would do the first verse, and then Greater Vision did the second verse. And I guess there are only two songs where everybody sang, where everybody pretty much sang all the time. And then it was, you know, a group would take a verse here, a line here. And that's going to be fun to me, is to see how readily identifiable this is to the people. If they're able, we ought to do some sort of a contest where people write in and say, I think that was so-and-so singing here, and that would be fun.
The only problem with that is, Scott, who would judge it? We can't even remember what we sound
like. Well, that's true. You'd be saying, yes, they're right, and I'd be saying, no, they're wrong, and Michael would be saying, was I even there?
That's right.
I didn't take my medicine that day. I don't remember if I was there or not.
Oh, no, I just can't hardly wait to find myself stepping through the pearly gate. There'll be walls of jasper and streets of gold. I really can't imagine what my eyes will behold.
Kings, I love singing his praise. When I think of looking on his beautiful face, sometimes I feel like I just can't wait.
Oh no, I just can't hardly wait to find myself stepping through the pearly gate. There'll be walls of jasper and streets of gold. I really can't imagine what my eyes shall behold, but I must love all.
Project. It's with the Booth Brothers, Greater Vision, and Legacy 5 all together on one album. And we have on our guest line today, we have Scott Fowler, Gerald Wolfe, and Michael Booth. Okay, so we get down to this song, Better Hurry Up, Greater Vision, and you put in Jim Brady with Greater Vision, and then Scott from Legacy 5 comes over. And so you've got a pretty unique sound there with Better Hurry Up. I've always loved that very upbeat song.
Yeah, that song's from back in the 30s, actually, and then the Goodmans kind of made it famous in 79 on the last record they did as a family before they split up. And the neat thing about the song when they would stage it was Howard, you know, would step up there and do those little solo lines on the chorus, If You Want to Ride on the Glory Cloud with the Savior and His Chosen Crowd. And so I thought it would be a neat idea to have Jim Brady step up and do one of those lines. It would be effective in concert, and then for Scott to step up on the tag and do that would be pretty cool. And it turns out now that on that song on the CD, you
you actually can identify who those guys are. You know Jim Brady's voice, and you can tell that's Scott singing. And,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Any shape notes in there?
Not with the Food Brothers, man. Are you kidding?
We can't do that. There were some out of shape notes.
Yeah,
that was about it.
Michael just recently mastered the English language. I guess you can't get him to that second language yet.
Nobody would interpret it for me. So
that's right. That's right.
Christ has gone a home to prepare up beyond the blue sky. It must be so wondrously fair, never seen the mortal eye. We know soon he's coming again from his heavenly throne. We shall leave this earthly domain when he comes to claim his own. You better hurry up, getting ready to go. You better hurry up, no time to be slow. If you want to ride on the glory cloud with the Savior and his chosen crowd, you better hurry. Your heart to Jesus today, oh, I long to refuse. Let him wash your sins all away, he's the only one to choose. Do not wait until it's too late, let him be your true guide. Enter in at mercy's bright gate, it is standing open wide. You better hurry up, getting ready to go. You better hurry up, no time to be slow.
And his chosen crowd.
You better hurry up. You're getting ready to go. You better hurry up. You're getting ready to go. You better hurry up. No time to be slow.
If you want to ride on the glory cloud with the Savior and his chosen crowd,
you better hurry up. You're getting ready to go.
In the I don't even know when, because it was before I was born, but I know this, what the Statesmen and the Blackwoods, they traveled together, okay, and they did this tag team thing. When then in later years, it was, they kind of, you know, some of those old guys got back together and morphed into the Masters Five, and so that's kind of a reminiscent thing that we're looking back to. And what reminds me, this project reminds me of those days. Did you
sure
you think this is going to be one of those albums that once you guys I don't know if you ever retire one day or call it quits, you sit back and you think, hey, this was a fun project.
It will be for me. I mean, I honestly don't mean this like Gerald and Michael perhaps are going to take it, because they don't believe much anything I say is ever serious, but it is. But truth is, I'm going to love for myself, just for posterity, as they say, having an album that I got to sing with those guys on. I mean, they'll go down in history of two of the best, and I got to sing with them. And honestly, I'm glad that I have that just for me. If no one else likes it, it was worth the $27-28 million it cost us to produce this thing.
That's crazy. You know what, Daniel? I feel the exact same way. And again, these guys are gonna probably barf when they hear me say this, but. One of my favorite all-time groups, obviously, like everybody else, was the Cathedrals, and that was always the benchmark of for me of you know, a goal to shoot for as far as the integrity and the sound and the effectiveness of a group. And then these guys have both spawned off and made just as effective groups themselves. And then you know, to be able to sing with them and call them and hang out with them, be friends with them and record with them. Yeah, it's absolutely a thrill. And it'll probably be one of the highlights that I look back on and say, well, that was one of the high points of my career, was doing that record.
Gerald doesn't appreciate it now, but he will when he's older.
He will. That's right.
Actually, I do. Scott and Michael both know that I really enjoy being around them and all the guys.
in those groups, and to record with them is it's not just something we threw together. We actually did think about or try to think about the long-term effects of doing something like this, both in maybe recording something else similar to it down the road or doing concerts together. We just like being around each other, quite honestly. And so doing this gave us an opportunity to spend some time together in the studio and have some fun and sing some songs and then to hopefully do some concerts together in the future.
Jesus said, I believe it. Life will be sweeter someday. I'm gonna trust him, never doubt him, no matter what the folks may say. Can't turn away from him lightly. Because the joys of heaven I'll miss, for I will live on. Gonna tell them about my troubles after a while, after a while. Well, I'm gonna march,
march
down the streets of pure gold. I'm gonna talk,
talk
to the prophets of old.
We just enjoy being around each other, and so
I like being around Gerald because he's always got a cool car to ride in. I like being around Michael because every day is a new adventure for him.
Yeah.
He's just fun to watch. He's really cute at this age, you know.
Yeah. Daniel, for me, it's great to work with Scott and Gerald being overachievers because they handle all the business stuff and I pretty much don't have to do anything, and it's because they can't stop themselves. So it worked out. It was very easy.
Well, we enable him.
Yeah. That's right. No argument.
Oh, that's funny.
Michael, you too can have a cool car one day, though, if you pay attention to the business side. That's where the money is.
My truck's bigger than his car.
Hey, I've jumped into that Gerald Wolfmobile, and I want you to know I thought it scanned my retina when I walked in the door.
I believe it did.
I guarantee it did for some sinister purpose.
Yeah, right, yes.
I have found that although these are two of my dearest friends, these are very expensive friends to be around. They cost you money because the things that they have, you want them too. And you know, some of us that are more ministry-minded, we just can't afford that kind of stuff.
Golly, boy.
Boy.
This is amazing. This
is going to be tough this year at the Booth household.
Oh, it's rough. It's a rough year.
You know, in all honesty, I mean, you guys, Gerald and Scott are, well, I know Scott's getting close to his home, and right now as we're talking to him, Gerald's in Nashville, I guess what they call doing work, but Michael's really on the road. He's really in Ohio right now, getting ready to sing tonight.
That's right.
So.
That's right. We're doing
it. He's the only one that's going to get a paycheck today, and he's talking about it.
Spread the wealth, boys. Don't worry.
Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my
We've joked about who was in charge of this project, whose brainchild it was, but I mean, I guess when you go to a studio, you're going to be looking at an engineer who's going to turn the knobs and control the sound stuff. But who was the producer? I mean, who did the engineer look to for direction?
Well, you know, honestly, we picked the songs. We all picked the songs, and then we handed the ball to Tim Parton to do the arrangements for the track.
Yeah.
We would all sound a little bit similar, but be able to maintain each group's unique sound. And he captured that when we presented it to him, you know, here's what we're trying to do. He was able to capture that vision, for lack of a better word, and put together the arrangements that really fit the recording.
So, you know, I would have to give him a lot of credit for being able to capture the, what we told him we wanted and to make it work out. And then, of course, once we got in the studio to do the vocals, he was smart enough not to show up.
Right.
Do what you're good at and back out of the rest.
The project's called Jubilee. It's from the Booth Brothers, Greater Vision, and Legacy 5 collectively. So I suppose if you wanted to buy this CD, you could find it at all three websites. And I guess flip a coin, figure out which one's going to get your money. It's either boothbrothers.com, greatervisionmusic.com, or legacy5.com. That's all spelled out.
Daniel, did you say ours? What was ours again? I'm sorry. What was our Booth Brother website?
Yes, spelled out boothbrothers.com.
That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you got that.
Yeah, I want to make sure it was in there.
You can order it from the boothbrothers.com or legacy5.com, but if you want to get it, you order it from Greater Vision Music. So I think you actually want to get it.
That's funny. Daniel, I told Ronnie, I said, we're going to sell more than they do if we have to buy them ourselves.
That's right.
And we may.
I guess it's a fair question now. By the date this airs, I guess it's pretty much available, right?
Yeah, it's available on our websites. And then all three of us will start carrying it on the road. Actually, in Texas, and then the official, if you want to call it official, the official premiere concert will be Iola, Kansas. And that's where we will actually, know for sure that we'll all have them. So then, of course, we'll have them at the National Quartet Convention, all three of the booths, and we're all right there lined up next to each other. So it'll be easy to find.
Now, yeah, you'll see the Scud missiles firing across each other.
That's right. Maybe that's what Russia has to fear.
That's right.
Hey, you know something, Daniel, that no one has mentioned? Inside the CD, once you purchase the CD, inside there you pull out, there is a poster which has all three of the group, a group shot, a big poster you can fold out and bring, you know, have all the groups sign it. We're going to be available after the concerts together to sign those. And so that'll be kind of a collector's item, I think, because it's very rare to get all of us together at one time like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, on a serious note, Scott, and with Roger's passing, I mean, if Roger were around for this, Scott, what do you think he'd think of this project, this idea?
Roger was very partial to the Jubilee. He was very partial to old songs. He was very partial to the nostalgia aspect of it. And he would have just been in there like a kid in the candy store. I mean, he would love this idea. The truth is, he probably would have come up with it a long time ago had he still been around. We'd have probably already done it. This is just the kind of thing he really loved, and I certainly wish he was here to be a part of it. But Roger would be cheering us on, because anything that you did to remember the heritage and legacy, if you will, of those who have gone before us, Roger was all about that.
Right.
Well, we'll close out with the final song on the project, which again is kind of, you said this is kind of the choral sound of all three groups, Booth Brothers, Greater Vision, and Legacy 5, and it's Jesus Will Hear Me When I Pray. Tell me about the song. Who picked this one out?
Gerald picked that one.
Yeah, I picked this. This song, it's actually an old Church of God Pathway Press song, and Greater Vision was singing in Rome, Georgia, at a big Church of God there, and their choir, before we got up to sing, pulled this song out. It had an awesome arrangement on it, and they were just singing full voice. It was just an unbelievable sound, and I thought, man, I would love to sing that song. So we decided we would record it as a Greater Vision song on the CD. So I got the sheet music from Stan Whitmire's mother, who had it in an old song book.
Wow.
And then we recorded it, just Greater Vision, and it did not have that sound that I wanted it to have. And then it dawned on me, well, it doesn't, because it's not a big group of people singing. So when we got into the studio to do the vocals, I said, hey, guys, we've already cut this song, but we need to sing it. Everybody needs to sing it, because it needs to be a choir. So that's where that idea came from. And And boy, it sounds great. And then at the end, Frank Seaman suggested we do an inversion on the harmony and let the tenors go really high. It's really cool.
Wow. Again, the project is available from boothbrothers.com, greatervisionmusic.com, or legacy5.com, either one of those three websites, and it involves all three of those groups, Booth Brothers, Greater Vision, and Legacy 5, and they've been on the guest line today, Gerald Wolf, Scott Fowler, and Michael Booth. It's available, and these kind of projects don't take place every day. You don't find them every day out there, so this is certainly a collector's item, and as they mentioned, when you open up the CD, you get this collector poster of all three in one shot there, and you can hang that on your wall for admiration or dart practice, as the case may be.
More of the latter.
Yeah, right. Hey, you guys are great. Thanks for brainstorming and getting creative, and I love it when this type of creativity just blossoms and people follow through on it, and then the end product is something to behold and collect like this. It's great.
Well, thanks, Daniel, for your help. Yeah, thanks for playing it on your show, and we hope everyone enjoys it. Thanks for doing this interview.
Yeah, Daniel, thanks for saying boothbrothers.com. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Michael.
Yeah, and thanks for reminding folks that if they really want to receive it, they'll get it from Greater Vision Music.
And thanks for reminding folks that Scott and Legacy 5 are just glad to be here.
Thanks, guys.
See y'all later.
All right, man. Bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Night, kind boy.
Assembly dressed in garments pure and white.
Jubilee.
You will find me, for I'm watching and my lamp is trimmed and bright.
Oh, I'm going to that happy Jubilee.
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.
From the archives, back in 2006, I sat down with Jeff and Sherry Easter. Here's a clip of that conversation, and you can hear more of this online at danielbritt.com.
Yeah, my family did their first bluegrass festival in about 1972, and they had been doing gospel music since the early 50s. And so in the 70s, when the pop and kind of folk music, you know, got so popular, that's when the bluegrass festivals, you know, began to gain in popularity. And everybody loved the lyrics and the energy that came with Mom and Em's songs.
Sure.
And so they started doing the festivals, and they are now known as America's first family of bluegrass gospel music.
Easter Brothers, also in the bluegrass side of things, right?
Yep, about 50 years as well, traveling and singing. And just like Sherry, I was raised, you know, that's all we knew. You know, Daddy singing on the weekends. And and when I was about 14, they invited me to play bass guitar on a record. And so that's my history, too, just loving good old bluegrass gospel. Now, we did have some drums and steel guitars, a little more country feel to it, but their vocals are definitely bluegrass.
One unique thing that Jeff and I share is that we've talked about, of course, since that time, that when we were being brought up in similar households, we also found out that our family shared with us similar music. So like one of our favorite, both Jeff and my favorite albums, is the Osborne Brothers' Favorite Hymns album. So I was talking to him one day about it. He said, "Oh, you mean the one with the gold lamé suits?" Yeah, yeah, that's the one. That's my, you know, and so we have a lot in common because of that.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Above
there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Although I'm not wealthy and these clothes, they're not new, I don't have much money, but Lord, I help you. To me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Aside from bluegrass, either one of you have any other influences that may be totally different from a bluegrass album?
You know what's funny is my mom was very sweet. In a recent article, they asked her who were Sherry's, you know, favorites and who has Sherry always tried to imitate. And she said, I can't ever remember Sherry trying to imitate a particular singer. And I thought it was very sweet because, you know, she did notice that my musical tastes are quite eclectic. I love a lot of different music. I love really good singing. I love tones and I love lyrics. And I can honestly say I don't know that I've ever emulated anybody except my mom. Mm-hmm. And I do try to go for that rich bluesy sound that my mom was so well known for.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, a flashback moment on Daniel Britt and Friends, available for download at danielbritt.com.